morning. My name is Julie Fedorchak. I'm a commissioner with the North Dakota Public Service Commission, and we are gathered for a formal hearing on... are these two separate hearings, Jack, or is it one after another?
They're two separate hearings, okay. So they'll run consecutive.
Okay, so we'll be having two consecutive hearings, one on pipeline safety rulemaking and one on emerging threats rulemaking. And we are going to take the pipeline safety issue first. So let's see. The purpose of this meeting is to conduct a public hearing on proposed changes to the Commission's administrative rules. With me today is Commissioner Sherry Haugenhoffert. The chair, Randy Christman, is unable to join us today, but he will be reviewing the record and comments that are provided. Let's see. Sherry, do you have any comments to make?
No, I do not.
Okay, very good. All right, the rules case being heard today is case number GS-23-289. The Commission is proposing to amend North Dakota Administrative Code Section 6909-0301 and Section 6909-0302. The purpose of this amendment is to adopt by reference the most recent amendments to pipeline safety regulations adopted by the United States Department of Transportation Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. This rule change adopts amendments to safety regulations that have been adopted by PHMSA since December 1st of 2021 September 6, 2023. The Commission has scheduled this public hearing to allow everyone the opportunity to submit information or comments concerning the adoption of proposed changes to the North Dakota Administrative Code. All comments received at this public hearing will be considered by the Commission, together with all other written comments received. Written comments must be submitted by the close of business on October 20th of 2023. The Public Service Commission will consider all the comments received and address the comments in its written decision. Anyone may request a copy of this decision, and it will be provided via email or regular mail. The decision and all other filings in this case will also be available on the Commission's website. This hearing is being broadcast over the Internet and is also being electronically recorded. We ask that anyone who would like to comment to take the witness chair and speak into the microphone so that the broadcast and recording will be of good quality. When the red light is on, the broadcast is live. Everyone will be given the opportunity to speak. Please identify yourself for the record before you speak and speak slowly and clearly. If you have a prepared statement, a written copy of your statement is appreciated and will be helpful. There's also a sheet on the table to sign in. Please do so. I will now open the hearing for comments. Does anyone wish to testify on case number GS-23-289 concerning the proposed rules?
This is John Hsu, and I'm filling in for Brian Johnson this morning. And staff did prepare a little bit of testimony just for the purposes of fleshing out the issues for the commission, this rulemaking.
Excellent. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Caleb Simberger. I'm the program manager of the Public Service Commission's Gas Pipeline Safety Program. The purpose of this testimony is to describe the proposed administrative rule changes pertaining to the pipeline safety, pertaining to pipeline safety. Under North Dakota Administrative Law, Code Chapter 6909-0303, the Commission adopts by reference the most recent amendments to pipeline safety regulations adopted by the United States Department of Transportation Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, also known as PHMSA. The proposed rule change adopts by reference amendments to satisfy regulations that have been adopted by PHMSA since December 1st, 2021, current to September 6th, 2023, for gas pipeline safety, liquefied natural gas, facility safety, and hazardous liquids pipeline safety. This concludes my testimony. Thank you.
Thank you, Caleb. So I have a question. Could you just summarize what you deem to be the most significant changes that PHMSA has made and will be adopted by us with these proposed rules?
I think one of the more significant changes was the definition of gathering. They they modified the definition of what's regulated, which increased our jurisdictional mileage significantly.
Okay.
So I'd say that's probably the most significant.
And what did they change in their definition? Did they change, like, gathering lines located near high-consequence areas or something like that?
I can get you more details on that, but they previously we regulated type A gathering, type B gathering. They added a new definition for type C gathering, so that brought a lot of previously unregulated mileage under some level of regulation. In that, we've added at least 4 new operators that will regulate. They also created another category called Type R, and that is for any operator that was not covered by A, B, or C still would have to report incidents and file an annual report. So everyone with a gathering line should be reporting.
Okay.
Whereas some of those operators were previously unregulated.
And who will they report to?
They'll report to PHMSA. So they'll file an annual report to PHMSA. And then if they have incidents, they'll also report to PHMSA AID.
And what's AID?
Is the Accident Investigation Division.
Okay.
For awesome. PHMSA, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a couple questions. When you talked about the significance of that gathering lines, that also impacts us as the commission and the amount of miles that you have to. Do you know how many miles that increased? I believe last week it almost like doubled, didn't it?
It was more than doubled.
Yep.
I could get that to you. We do have that documented. But it's a significant mileage increase for the number of regulated miles in the state. At this time, like I said, we have 4 new operators that we'll be working with.
Mm-hmm.
So that will, it'll be an increased demand on our program, but I think it's one that we can handle
right
this time. So.
There has been some media inquiry about these rules that were looking for the time period 2021 to 2023. The media inquiry has been as it relates to CO2. They're looking at CO2 pipelines. And for the record, and correct me if I'm wrong, those CO2 pipeline, maybe potential regulations, won't be out until about 2024, correct?
I would have to verify that.
Right, but that is not included in any of these regulations. That is being currently reviewed.
I do not believe that's included in any of these new regulations. And just as far as, like, our program goes, we're only regulating intrastate natural gas. The CO2 line, as it stands, would be a regulated hazardous liquids pipeline. It would also be an interstate pipeline, which would be regulated by PHMSA.
Okay. Thank you for verifying that. So thank you. I have no further questions at this time.
Okay. So to further clarify that issue on CO2, what you mean by is that even when those rules are adopted by PHMSA, whatever time period they in which they do that, which is not now, they won't be adopted by us because we don't regulate through our program the interstate lines or CO2. They aren't an in-state line. It's an interstate line, and we don't oversee those.
We do not oversee them through our current program. The rules that we're adopting, even today, some of them do affect hazardous liquid lines. We do adopt them. Part of our agreement with PHMSA is that we would participate, we would give aid if they were not able to cover something on hazardous liquids line. So we are adopting the current versions of the hazardous liquid regulations as well. So when they make those changes at the at the next rulemaking, we would be adopting those changes.
I see.
But we would still not be regulating them through our program.
Got it. Okay. That's good to know. Yep.
Does that answer your question?
It does.
Commissioners, I know there are a number of questions related to, I guess, the definition of the gathering lines and the operations and the miles of additional operation. If you'd like, we could provide a subsequent filing in the comments for your review after this hearing. Is that something that may be helpful?
I think it would, due to the impact that it has on the program and the significance that it does have, and we're reviewing that as far as the impact. So that information would be helpful.
Sure.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Caleb. Right.
Thank you very much.
Are there any others who wish to comment on this, on these rules? Anybody else? All right. I'm not seeing any. I will now close the hearing on case number GS-23-289. As I stated earlier, all the comments provided through the close of business on October 20th will be considered and discussed in our decision. Also, any changes made to the proposed rules due to the Commission's review of comments received or the Commission's discussion will be explained in the written decision, and the record will remain open until October 20th. This hearing is closed.